Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is a most important story. Now, everyone knows that one of the most popular topics of Jewish stories are stories about tzaddikim. And in fact, we find that Hashem in the Torah tells us many stories of tzaddikim, starting with Adam and Noach and Abraham and Sarah and Yitzchak and Rivka and Rachel and Leah and Yaakov and the Shvatim and Yosef and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah is full of stories of tzaddikim. And so are the stories of the Nevi'im. The books of Nevi'im are full of stories of tzaddikim. And Kesuvim, the Torah is full. And not only that, but also in Mishnayos, and Gemara, and Medrash, the Torah is full of stories of tzaddikim. Thousands and thousands and thousands of stories of tzaddikim. And then later on, from the writings of our sages later, the stories that Chassidim tell, and the stories that tzaddikim themselves tell, Baal Shem Tov stories, stories of great Rebbeim and great Rosh Hashivas, the Torah is full of stories of tzaddikim, because that is one of the major ways that Hashem teaches His Torah. We see that the Torah itself, starting from Bereishis, is full of stories of tzaddikim. Now, of course, a story is not just a story. A story in Torah is not just entertainment. It is a hira, a teaching. And the word Torah itself comes from the word hira, which means lesson. And every time that we hear a story of a tzaddik, and truthfully, every time we hear anything, it should be a lesson for us in serving Hashem, but especially a story of a tzaddik. And therefore, this story is very important, because sometimes when we hear so many stories of tzaddikim, and especially tzaddikim giving brachas, and tzaddikim giving instructions, and so forth, we might forget that all of the stories of tzaddikim with their brachas are really stories of the brachas of Hashem. There is no tzaddik that gives a bracha that is not actually giving a bracha from Hashem. Hashem gives the tzaddik the ability to channel Hashem's brachas to a certain person. But of course, the source of all brachas, of all tzaddikim, is of course Hashem. And therefore, I want to tell you a very important story. I want you to try to remember this story every time that you hear a story of a tzaddik. Well, you might not be able to think about the story exactly, but it should become part of how you look at the stories of tzaddikim. It's a very, very important story to help us to keep the proper perspective of what a story of a tzaddik is. And of course, really, it is a story of Hashem giving brachas, instructions, and so forth through the tzaddik. As the Torah says, "V'yaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdai," that when the Jewish people saw how Hashem split the sea and Yidden went through on dry land miraculously, and then later on the sea closed over the Mitzrim, the evil Mitzrim, and drowned them, the people saw v'yaminu and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe his servant, because Hashem works through Moshe Abdi, Moshe's servant. And tzaddikim are really just, in the same way, servants of Hashem, that Hashem is working through them. And here is the story. Once upon a time, there was a couple, a man and a woman, who had a child who unfortunately could not walk. The child looked like a beautiful child, was a very wonderful child, but was not able to walk. He grew older, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. I'm not sure exactly how old he was, but he was not able to walk. And the parents became very concerned. And they went to doctors. They went to ask for advice from people. And no one could help them to figure out or to treat this boy that he should be able to walk. And so they took him to the Mezritch Magid. Mezritch Magid was the main student of the Baal Shem Tov. And when the Baal Shem Tov passed away, was Nistalek, then the Mezritch Magid became the leader of the Hasidic movement. And eventually became the teacher of the Alter Rebbe, Sefer Zalman Avayadi, who then took over as the Chabad Rebbe, and many other Rebbeim also arose at that time. So Mezritch Magid was the leader of the Hasidic movement for a certain number of years. And so people would bring all sorts of difficulties and problems to Mezritch Magid. One such a couple came with their son who was not able to walk. And they said, Rebbe, can you give a bracha for our child to be able to walk? Mezritch Magid looked at the child. He looked at the parents and he said, if you bring me 50 golden coins, I will give a bracha for this child to be able to walk. 50 golden coins, said the wife. We are poor. There is absolutely no way that we could give 50 golden coins to the Rebbe. Impossible. But the Mezritch Magid, very strangely, said, I'm sorry, you must give me 50 golden coins in order for me to give a bracha. What about 40? What about 30? The wife said. Nope, it must be 50, said the Mezritch Magid. The couple were very disappointed, but they felt there was no hope. They had tried everything. They felt that only the Mezritch Magid would be able to help them. They had heard about so many people who had been helped by the brachas, that they went home and they determined to try to raise 50 golden coins, to find 50 golden coins, to somehow get 50 golden coins. Now, they were poor. Their 50 golden coins was much more money than they had ever seen before. And so what did they do? They began to ask their friends to please help them. And some of their friends gave them money, and some of them told them about certain rich people that they should go to visit. And some of them lent them money, and they took everything which they owned, and they sold whatever they could, and they raised as much money as they could. But after a long time and trying very hard, they were only able to get 30 golden coins. Now, that's a lot of money. It was a huge amount of money. They were poor. And they just felt the Mezritch Magid will surely accept 30 golden coins from us. We tried so hard, and this is so much money compared to anything that we have ever had before. And they took the 30 golden coins back to the Mezritch Magid. They said, Rebbe, we tried and tried. We sold everything that we could sell. We borrowed everything that we could borrow. We begged everybody that we could beg money from, but we could only get 30. Please accept this 30 coins and bless our child. The Mezritch Magid said, no, I'm sorry. 50 golden coins. They could not believe it. They knew that the Rebbe was not being mean to them. That's not possible. For some reason, the Rebbe said that they have to bring 50 golden coins. But what else could they do? They went back home and they tried again. And they tried more ideas and they asked more people. And they did everything. But they could only get now 10 more. Now they had 40 golden coins. And so they went back to the Mezritch Magid. They said, Rebbe, please, we have tried so hard. We have no more idea how we can get any more golden coins. The Rebbe asked for 50, but we have 40. But it's so much more than we ever thought we could raise. Please accept the 40 coins. And the Mezritch Magid very mysteriously said, no, it must be 50. So the woman lost patience, and she took the golden coins, and she threw them down, and they scattered across the room. And she said, take your 40 golden coins. I don't need them. I'm just going to ask Hashem myself. The Mezritch Magid suddenly smiled, and he said, that's what I was waiting for. You see, when you came to me in the beginning, you were asking me personally to bless you. and you were forgetting that all blessings come from Hashem. And you were imagining that it's just me that is giving the blessing. But now that you realize that it's really Hashem that you're asking, now perhaps I can give a blessing. And he said to the boy who was sitting there, who had never walked before, the Mezuzah Magid said to the boy, Moshe, please get up and collect the coins. And wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, the boy got up as if he had been walking his whole life, and he went around the room collecting all the coins and putting them back on the Mezuzah Magid's table. The Mezuzah Magid gave all the coins back to the couple, and he said, here are the coins. You can do whatever you want with them, return them to people who you owe money to, or whatever. And he blessed the boy, and the boy, of course, from then on, was always able to walk like any healthy child. And so from this story, we see the very important lesson, and that is that any time that anybody gives a bracha, including the greatest tzaddik, including Moshe Rabbeinu, it's really a bracha which is coming from Hashem himself. Thank you very much for listening and joining us for the story of the day. May Hashem bless all of us with his blessings, and especially the blessing of Mashiach and Geula. May it happen immediately.